This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrne. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has sharply criticized what he called wildly uneven and unfair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, saying 10 countries have administered 75% of all vaccinations and demanding a global effort to get all people in every nation vaccinated as soon as possible.
Vaccine equity is the biggest moral test before the global community. We must ensure that everybody everywhere can be vaccinated as soon as possible.
The UN chief told a high-level meeting of the Security Council that 130 countries have not received a single dose of vaccine. Guterres called for an urgent global vaccination plan to bring together those with the power to ensure fair vaccine distribution, scientists, vaccine producers, and those who can fund the effort. Japan's first coronavirus shots have been given to healthcare workers, beginning a vaccination campaign considered crucial to holding the already delayed Tokyo Olympics. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The massive drive comes after the government gave its belated first approval on Sunday for shots developed and supplied by Pfizer, which had been used in many countries since December. But progress the campaign might make is uncertain in a country where people are often reluctant to take vaccines due to worries of side effects. Another complication is that supplies of imported vaccines are a major concern because of supply shortages and restrictions in Europe, where many are manufactured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rush Limbaugh, the talk radio host who ripped into liberals and laid waste to political correctness with a merry brand of malice that made him one of the most powerful voices on the American right, died Wednesday of lung cancer. He was 70. This is VOA News. Opponents of Myanmar's military coup rejected on Wednesday an army assertion that there was public support for overthrowing elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
With bonnets up and hazard lights flashing, cars appeared to be broken down across Myanmar's largest city of Yangon on Wednesday. It was the latest creative protests against the military coup, from taxi drivers, commuters, and even public transportation employees. Their aim was to block military and police from moving in on protesters. Tens of thousands of demonstrators flooded the streets of Yangon and were joined by celebrities and veteran activists.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. A Mumbai court on Wednesday granted bail to an associate of a 22-year-old climate activist whose arrest for promoting an action plan for farmers' protests has caused outrage across the country. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Police had sought the arrest of Nikita Jacob, a Mumbai-based lawyer, for allegedly working together with 22-year-old environmentalist Disha Ravi on a so-called toolkit, or a document that it said was used to incite violence during a mass protest by farmers in Delhi last month. Ravi, an activist linked to climate change campaigner Greta Thunberg, was arrested over the weekend on charges of sedition and remains in police custody. But Jacob petitioned a court in Mumbai to stop the police from carrying out her own arrest warrant. Jacob's lawyer, Sandrukta Day, told reporters, "The court has granted her 3 weeks interim relief," adding there is nothing in the toolkit about violence. It is only for creating awareness about farm laws.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Nearly 3.5 million utility customers around the United States were still without power Wednesday in the aftermath of a winter storm that overwhelmed power grids unprepared for climate change, and another blast of snow and ice threatened to impede the efforts to restore service. The latest storm front was expected to bring more hardship to parts of Texas, Arkansas, and the lower Mississippi Valley before moving to the Northeast on Thursday. At the White House, spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the Federal Emergency Management Agency is sending generators to hard-hit Texas.
FEMA is also supplying Texas with water and blankets at their request. We are preparing to quickly process requests from other states for emergency assistance. That's how the process typically works.
A massive winter storm is creeping its way toward the Northeast, with several centimeters of snow predicted all the way to New England. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.